Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's baseball season yet again. For the fan, that means hot days in the stands, following the drama of the game from the opening pitch through the ninth inning, a thrilling storyline pitting one team against another, the heroic pitcher striving for a no-hitter, the valiant batter straining every muscle to get that home run. For the people that hate this sport, it's slow, it's boring, and it's a lot of waiting around while TV commentators rattle off stats like auctioneers. I get it. But for our next guest, those statistics aren't just a way to fill the dead air while you're waiting for the game to progress. They mean something much, much more. Stephen Goldman is the editor of a new book called Extra Innings, More Baseball Between the Numbers from the team at Baseball Prospectus. It uses what's called sabermetric analysis. And Stephen, I'm going to let you explain exactly what that means.
Well, really, it's just a very fancy way of saying common sense. sabermetrics began with Bill James back in the late 70s, early 1980s, and it was just a way of trying to cut through some of the received wisdom that had clung to the game like barnacles, for the previous 100 years, and just try to understand what was really happening there on the field. It can sometimes mean using advanced numbers and advanced statistics, but mostly it's just a willingness to question everything that you're seeing and find a new way of looking at it.
All right, so for most of us recently, that means something kind of similar to this.
It's about getting things down to one number. Using stats the way we read them, we'll find value in players that nobody else can see. People are overlooked for a variety of biased reasons and perceived flaws. Age, appearance, personality. Bill James and mathematics cut straight through that.
So, Stephen, you're talking about your own version of Moneyball, right?
A little bit. And Baseball Prospectus is actually referenced several times in the book Moneyball as being part of the cutting edge of sabermetrics. But again, it's not just about numbers. You don't have to be a statistician or a mathematician to understand this stuff. I mean, I personally am an end user myself. At 16, my high school math department asked me to leave and never return. So I'm not somebody who will be creating numbers, but just one that can look at the statistics and just the back of my baseball card, as it says in the book, just looks a little bit different than everybody else's.
All right. So have you looked at the season ahead of us?
Of course.
Are
you asking, can I predict the outcome?
Well, who's going to the World Series? Well, who will play the Detroit Tigers in the World Series?
Oh, well, you've got that right. I mean, the Detroit Tigers will definitely be in the postseason because, and I've been asked several times, how do the Tigers avoid winning their division? Is there some scenario in which they don't? And again, this is not statistics, but common sense. Most of the answers involve something unusual, like a meteor strike. they're really that much better than the other teams in their division. But if you use a projection system like BP does, which ours is called PECOTA and was created by Nate Silver, who is now more famous for forecasting presidential elections than for forecasting baseball seasons. But we'll see the Yankees and the Angels joining the Tigers in the postseason, and then the Marlins, the Phillies, the Cardinals, and the Giants at the end. Now, what happens after that in a short series, I can't tell you for sure. But from my point of view, I think that we'll ultimately see the Angels and the Giants in the World Series again.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we also have with us, that is Stephen Goldman, by the way, editor of the new book, Extra Innings, More Baseball Between the Numbers from the Team at Baseball Prospectus. Also with us, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. Ibrahim, that's what him rolling the numbers. How does it sound to you?
I think it's a lot of common sense. I think the choices that from the sabermetrics side of things seem completely aligned with common sense to me. Now, adding up the numbers, I think the most important number is number two. That's the amount. That's the number that the playoff number has been increased by. So last year, 8 teams got to go. This year, 10 teams get to go. That means last year, Boston and Atlanta wouldn't be sitting at home.
They'd
be actually in
the
game.
That's a good point.
Then they'll have another chance. So a team that gets hotter at the end of the season could make a big run, and that could make this season more exciting than any season.
The meteor strike, though, that Steven was talking about is injuries, right? I mean, that's one of the things beyond emotional things, like the Phillies seem to choke in postseason recently, those kind of things that you can't predict, but we don't know who's going to get hurt.
I agree with that. There's also this added factor in this season with the with baseball is that they didn't go through a big labor disagreement. NFL did, the NBA did. We've seen how those seasons have worked out. Major League Baseball has gone normal, has had a very traditional process. You had people switch teams, of course, but we'll see. I don't think injuries will play as much of a role as they did in the other season that we've been watching.
All right, so Steven, when you run these numbers, have you looked at them for past years to see how accurate sabermetrics is?
Well, yes, and actually, we forecast very, very well. This is less germane to a book like Extra Innings and more germane to the Baseball Prospectus Annual, which is a New York Times best-selling book, which we do every year as well. But Pecota is the best system of its kind in terms of projecting how players perform. And you're right that injuries are a big part of it. And I mean that's one of the cutting edge areas of not just sabermetrics but baseball in general is injury prevention, particularly with pitchers. I mean, arms are the biomechanics of arms are very well understood at this point, and yet whether you control for pitch count or innings or games or whatever you can try to do, as the Nationals saw, say, with Steven Strasburg, or the Yankees with Jabba Chamberlain, and I'm talking about before the trampoline injury. And this is the first time I've got to talk about trampoline injuries on radio, and hopefully the last, given how gruesome that was. There's no foolproof way of doing it. So that's one of the areas in which, the answer is not necessarily one that you would arrive at through numbers, but again, through observation. I mean, one example of that, and this is discussed in the book, is that. One of the received wisdom ideas is that relievers get hurt less often than starters. However, the opposite is actually true.
Oh, wow.
So when
That's
you send a pitcher to the bullpen, you are not necessarily saving his arm.
Steven Goldman, editor of the new book Extra Innings, More Baseball Between the Numbers from the team at Baseball Perspective, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Whatever team you root for, happy opening day.
Go Yankees.
Then Georgie Kelly came upon the scene. I'm talking baseball.